you.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, February the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Keep your eyes peeled tonight, full moon overhead, and three sixes in the 18 as well. Well, what do you know? My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experience the pursuit of happiness, and you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. Novel thought, isn't it? How philosophically radical is that? And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast, 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area if you have unlimited long-distance access on your phone. Or you can call around the world and around America at toll-free at 866-841-1065. Say that again, Mr. Will. It's 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas or guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Had an outpouring of email this week like I've never seen. Anyway, for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you can do it the old fashioned way. Just simply send a letter to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and all the other folks out there carrying the broadcast. Good morning and thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals do the tighten up while the bankers walk away with millions. We'll talk about that this morning. Federal budget cuts, DOA in the Senate. That's in the news basket as well. The transnationals are planning for expansion. They're not concerned about 2012, Nibiru, Planet X, or solar flares. Maybe we needn't be too concerned either. Unrest in Wisconsin and the Mideast. Yeah, that's still in the news. Papal Knights, royal orders, journalism. We'll see where we go today. Here's, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. And much, much more. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago, we found gold trading down 30 cents off its rather high closing yesterday at $1,384.30. Other sources say $1,385.98. We'll just take it with that. Silver this morning up a penny at $31.79. Wow, nice. Platinum up $3 at $1,834 an ounce, and palladium up $3 at $844 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about a $10 spread, $1,380.90 for a low, $1,389.50 for a high. But at $1,384.30, your gold is up year to year $276.70. For a 24.97% return on your investment. You're not going to get a 25% ROI at your local bank. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,385.50, and we're a buck below that as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight. They still claim to hold 1,224.01 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $54 billion.
ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome to our Friday, February the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed, my name is still William Roberts. Back into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. For all those that are away at the top of the hour break and their news and weather report in the first five-minute segment. The gold we find this morning off 30 cents at $1,384.30 an ounce. Silver up a penny at $31.79. These are all spot prices now. Platinum up $3 at $1,834 a troy ounce. And palladium up $3 at $844. The SPDR gold shares again overnight. Unchanged at 1,224.01 metric tons, held in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $54 billion. Keep your eyes on this World Gold Council exchange-traded fund and the others that are out there, the GOL, etc. This is the GLD. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up 30, closing yesterday at 12,318. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 2,832. The S&P 500 closed up 4 at 1340. This morning, crude oil up 40 cents a barrel at $86.76 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, the trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can read more about that on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s own website, theice.com. And it's off 10 basis points at 77.89. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie above parity, moving up 17 basis points above parity with the U.S. dollar at $1.01. The Mexican peso drilled in and pegged down with iron rivets. It's up 17 basis points, yet at still at 8 cents U.S. against the dollar. All right, you can buy 12.0034 pesos for your dollar. They're 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 33 basis points, $1.37 against the United States dollar, the Federal Reserve note. The British pound up 53 basis points at $1.65, and the Swiss franc off 3 basis points, yet still above parity with the U.S. dollar at $1.05. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasuries, 0.79%. We see this continuing creep backwards, downwards, if you will, or as John Nadler would say, back-asswardness. Anyway, that's what he said. He's got an article up on Kitco this morning, and you could read all about it. 10-year yields this morning at 3.60%, and the 30-year yield on those treasuries at 4.69% in the mortgage market. The fixed rate 15-year mortgage moves down from, or excuse me, moves up from 4.03% a month ago to 4.23%, continuing this upward climb in the mortgage markets. The 30-year mortgage moves up from 4.74 to 4.93%. Of course, your prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio stands at 43.56 ounces of silver. Buy you 1 ounce of gold at these prices. Nothing happening on the economic calendar this morning, so we'll go right into the news basket off of Bloomberg, where we find this article by Hugh Sun. Krawcheck slaps cut pay garden leave on BOA advisors. What's all that about? Well, Bank of America and a lot of other companies are having trouble. They're certainly in trouble. But anyway, the article reads on this wise. The Bank of America Corporation, which lost a financial advisor with $5.9 billion in client assets to a rival in December. You know, just put that in your mind, roll it around a little bit. You know, these people in there in the QBs, you know, this guy probably had a deluxe corner office, guy or gal, doesn't say. But they lost one of their financial advisors with $5.9 billion in client assets to a rival. It's a real problem for companies. It's a real problem for corporations. You know, you get somebody in working for you, you give them the nice car and the haircut and the neat suit and all the money and stuff like that, and then you let them sit there and use your company name to the goodwill of Bank of America Corporation or U.S. Trust or whatever they name it. And he's out there and he's just moving and grooving and getting lots of clients. Oh, there he is, clients, true enough, but those clients are coming primarily for the corporate name, not his name. Not always, but sometimes. And so then you get these guys decide, well, hey, you know, I've got all these clients. I had to go start my own business. And they do. And it really does, you know, does major damage to the company they were working for. Anyway, Bank of America told some workers to sign agreements, forcing them to go on reduced pay, quote unquote, garden leave, if they plan to resign. All right. Employees of the bank's U.S. trust unit received the notice this week ahead of the 2010 bonus payments, and were told their continued employment hinged on agreeing to the new policy. All over the country, all around the world, there's all kinds of new deals. Lots of new deals being made with employees, employers, stockbrokers, stock share stockholders, the whole nine yards. Anyway, they have to come up with this new deal. They have to sign on to something new. Advisors who previously could resign after 2 weeks, you know, you give your notice, are now forbidden from soliciting their clients for 8 months. Now, that's not entirely unusual. A lot of times, if you are out there in the business world and you've got a product and you're representing it, you know, to the customers, you might have to sign some kind of an agreement not to go into a, you know, like a no-compete notice. That's not totally unusual. It's been around for as long as I've been awake and aware, you know, back into the 60s and 70s and all that. Anyway, advisors who previously could resign after 2 weeks are now forbidden from soliciting their clients for 8 months. It's a pretty long window. A guy could get kind of hungry in 8 months. They're sending the message. Here's quotes. They're sending the message, and make no mistake, you will incur our wrath. This is not a place you want to leave, close quote. Wow. Make no mistake, you will incur. How'd you like to get that in your? I'd like to get that in your in basket. You know, the secretary comes around and she puts stuff in your, you know, in basket. I don't know. Maybe they have little couriers these days. I don't know, boys or girls. You get a message or letter from your boss, your employer. Make no mistake, you will incur our wrath. This is not a place you want to leave. Now, what's that? Bonded indebtedness? Indentured servitude? Anyway, said Mindy Diamond, the president of Diamond Consultants LLC, a Chester, New Jersey-based executive search firm, quote, it's very rare that a company would have garden leave provisions for producers, and I think this could backfire if people view it as draconian. Well, certainly sounds draconian to me. Sally Krawcheck, K-R-A-W-C-H-E-C-K, good-looking woman, head of Bank America's Wealth Management Division, is seeking to stem defections as rivals jockey to manage money for high-net-worth individuals. And these guys are, guys and gals, they are high-net-worth individuals. U.S. Trust last year, now this is, understand that, underline that, U.S. Trust, we'll find out about U.S. Trust in a moment. U.S. Trust last year lost Michael C. Brown, whose clients had a typical net worth of $50 million. This guy's not out there talking to the Bowery bums, all right? He joined a startup company founded by former Citigroup executive Todd S. Thompson, all right? So they got a little business started on the corner. William Haldin, how much did he haul in? A spokesman for Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America declined to comment, blah, blah, blah. The new policy affects some 4,000 of U.S. Trust employees, so it's going across the board. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so continuing along a little bit further with this particular article, you know, everybody's all up in arms about the stuff that's going down in Wisconsin. You can jump in the chat room. It's becomevocallocal.com. Chatters are dropping in a lot of valuable links there for you to understand that issue. Won't go into it too much this morning here, but nevertheless, back to this article. All right. This is something that's coming down the pike, and I think it's going to go wider than just Bank of America. William Haldin, again, a spokesman for Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America, declined to comment, blah, blah, blah. The new policy affects some of U.S. Trust's 4,000 employees. Bank of America ranks first among U.S. lenders by assets and deposits. Now, what's going on? And no bonus, as they start here. At U.S. Trust, associates who choose to resign, quote, may be assigned whatever duties, close quote, the firm decides during a 60-day leave, according to the policy. They'll forfeit bonuses and must wait another 6 months before soliciting former clients or colleagues to join their new venture, according to the document. All right? So they're the employer, and when you come in and you sign up, you know, we all know how the drill goes. There was an advertisement or, you know, a recruiter, a headhunter, lets you know that there's an opening over here at Bank of America. You go in, and you sit down, you get your interview, and they hand you an application for employment, and you fill it out and all of that, and then you look at the agreements, and you sign all kinds of documentation, and so on and so forth. Well, you know, if you bit into the apple, you know, you're going to have to chew it up and swallow it or spit it out. That's all there is to it. So that was where you committed yourself. You became responsible. And then the company has a certain element of right, as far as I'm concerned, to hold you accountable to the things that you're responsible for. And why wouldn't you? If you assign your young one the duty, the responsibility of taking the garbage out, and they shirk their duties, then, you know, you can hold them accountable. Maybe withhold their allowance, or I guess today you can't do it, but you could take them to the bathroom and dust them off and remind them to uphold their commitments. But, you know, that's old school stuff. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Garden leave. All right, garden leave. Garden leave is a term used in the United Kingdom to refer to the period after giving notice in which an employee remains on payroll while hypothetically not doing anything connected to the brokerage industry. So they just basically put them out in the garden, I guess. Garden leave. Or please leave and go to the garden, you traitor. You sapsucker, you. Employees must also agree that they aren't subject to the so-called broker protocol, a voluntary recruiting agreement that allows departing advisors to solicit clients without getting sued. Whether U.S. trust advisors, yeah, it's like insider stuff, you know. You know the inside and outside of a company. I mean, there's two sides to this issue, and they're both sides. Both sides are valid. Whether U.S. trust advisors were part of the protocol was disputed in the lawsuit Bank of America filed against Brown and three of his colleagues in December, and it continues. Recruiting trouble. Your employment is further conditioned upon your agreeing, close quote, to the terms of the letter Bank of America wrote this week. Quote, should you not comply with these terms, you agree that the company shall have the right to enforce them, close quote, through court-ordered actions. Court-ordered actions. You know, you're making a lot of money. You're sitting there. Maybe you want to change employment. You don't like the drill? Well, you'd certainly like the drill if your name was Jamie Dimon. Let's go over here and visit with that. J.P. Morgan boosts Dimon stock pay 22% to $17.4 million. All right, Don Kopecky and Michael Moore writing this collaboratively for Bloomberg. J.P. Morgan and Chase, remember how many dollars have been given to bail these pukes out, even though they claim to have paid him back. The second largest U.S. bank by assets. All right, so we've talked with the number one, Bank of America. Now we're looking at J.P. Morgan, the second largest U.S. bank by assets, has boosted Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon's 2010 restricted stock payout by 22% to $17.4 million. How'd you like to get $17.4 million for a year's worth of your time? Wow. The board awarded Dimon 251,415 restricted shares. Remember now, you know, Corporation Nation, Cliff Richardson, isn't it, Clint? His work, Corporation Nation. And we saw in that DVD presentation, you can get it up on the web, just type it in, Corporation Nation. It's also available in a 9-part series on YouTube. But we saw in there that, you know, the various, you know, like the pension funds all around America and all these, you know, all of the very, your local county assessor's office, for God's sake, your county commissioners, you know, they're corporations and they're all invested in these big companies, including J.P. Morgan. And if you have, you know, proxy shares, if you can vote your shares, you know, you can influence who's going to be sitting on the top of these things. And, of course, if you're a real sweetheart to J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon, he might, you know, smile kindly on your interests, you know, and pay attention. But they have the ability to create, you know, to elect the board of directors. Well, this board of directors that was elected, whether it was, you know, from the California Teachers Association or whoever had the most votes, the board awarded Jamie Dimon, again, 251,415 restricted shares valued at about $12.1 million based on the February 16th closing price, according to a filing yesterday with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. He also received 367,377 options valued at $5.3 million based on Bloomberg's calculations, and that compares with the 195,704 restricted shares valued at $7.95 million and 563,562 options valued at $6.2 million awarded last year for his work in the company. Wow. This guy's 54 years old, Jamie Dimon here, the demon, may have also received a cash bonus for 2010 as well, that hasn't yet been disclosed. He took a salary of $1 million and gave up all of his bonuses for 2008. That was when all the heat was being put on the banks, after receiving $49.9 million in total compensations for 2007. $50 million. Here you go, Jamie. Nice job. Screwed the United States and the world out of billions and billions. Well, anyway, trillions, actually, which included cash and restricted stock bonuses for $14.5 million each. J.P. Morgan awarded Dimon's top 15 executives. Now, this is the rest of the pile, the top 15. These are these people that would be sitting over there in Bank of America signing away all their rights in these contractual agreements. That's like having the prenuptials, right? The J.P. Morgan awarded Dimon's top 15 executives more than $73 million in restricted shares plus stock options for their performance in 2010, according to a January 21st SEC filing. You can find the article up on Bloomberg, and it goes in and looks at blank fine. My favorite weapon, boy, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., all right? They gave their chairman, and, you know, people are out there this morning on unemployment, first unemployment, you know, claim, filing their new unemployment claims, sleeping in culverts in Arizona and other places. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. gave Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein a $12.6 million stock bonus for 2010. The New York-based firm also raised Blankfein's salary to $2 million from the paltry $600,000 they were paying him before. Pretty nice jump in pay, huh? James Gorman, Morgan Stanley, now just walking down through the pile here, Morgan Stanley's top executive since January of 2010, got deferred stocks and options valued at about $7.4 million, and the way they say it is for his performance last year. Actors and stageholders, we're the actors, you're the peons in the peanut gallery. J.P. Morgan reported a record $17.4 billion of profit for the year, buoyed by $7 billion in pre-tax reserves. See, and FedGov, the Congress, they're squabbling over $61 billion trimmed out of our budget. All right, trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. They're squabbling over $61 billion, and J.P. Morgan reported a record of $17.4 billion profit for the year. That's only what they reported. God only knows how much they did under the table. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so concluding this article here, it goes this way. It says, let me see, a majority of Diamond's wealth is in J.P. Morgan stock. He and his wife own directly or through trusts and retirement plans more than 5 million shares, valued at more than $221 million as of January the 19th, when his total holdings were last disclosed, right? And then Jess Staley, 54 years of age, CEO of the investment bank, received the second biggest share of J.P. Morgan's compensation pool with 8 million in restricted shares and 230,770 stock options, the filings show. Chief Investment Officer Ina Drew, 54 years old, got the next highest payout with 7.4 million in restricted shares and 153,847 options. All right? And you don't get all that if you don't if you haven't made a lot of money. If the company's not doing very well, you know they are. But again, you know, I thank so very much our listener Bill for sending me a copy, his copy, by the way, hard copy of Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes in America, all right? And I'm reading that book from the very beginning, the time we were colonies, right up until the 20s, when the book was published, originally copyright 1907. But just going through and reading that, we can understand, we should be able to understand, that this is an ages-old drill. This is the way she goes down. You know, the banks were created by the corporatists, the capitalists. And their governments were created by the capitalists through the power of their banking influence and their financial influence, all right? And the legal system, the legal order, the new legal order, was created by the capitalists. And so we can't be too surprised when the capitalists just continue to run the show. Now, as regards what's going down in Wisconsin, you know, understand why it was the Haymarket riots. How many times did these capitalists in the history of our country, because of their influence of power and their influence with the governors that they brought into put into power, and with the Secretaries of State and the Attorneys General, how many times in the past have they just simply turned out the National Guard, if you will, the State Guard, and fired into crowds of protesting demonstrators? Well, they haven't started firing yet in Wisconsin. And then let's look at it from the standpoint of labor. All right, remember, we covered this pretty carefully. I understand in labor, you had the two different happenings in this country. On the one hand, you had chattel slavery, all right? Chattel slavery, these were possessions. These are the Negroes and others off the docks where you pay for them, just like you'd buy a horse or a John Deere tractor. And then you had the other slavery, which was going on then, continues to today, wage slavery. These are the people that came under indentured servitude. They came over here. They came from anywhere, you know, send us, you're poor, you're tired, and you're worthless. And we came, you know. We came. Came from all over Europe, came from all over Asia, he included, and elsewhere. We came here and we took on these jobs, worked in the sweatshops, worked in the rag industry, worked for, you know, the mills, worked for mining, did all kinds of work, still do. Not very many, not as many today as in the past, but still do. Wage slavery. All right, now wage slavery antedates, I guess you could say, chattel slavery by a long time, and it postdates it as well. It still happens today. You know, it's your Equal Rights Amendment. You've got the same penalties, taxes, exactions of every kind. All right? So you go from a status class to a no status class in the same process, but you're still just slaves to the wages. And so what we see going on, and something that I absolutely find repugnant, I voted against it three times here in the state of Missouri. I don't believe we still have it yet. But this idea of collective bargaining among state employees. I mean, they're getting paychecks. They're taken away out of the tax treasury. They have to steal it from somebody to give it to these guys, all right? And we used to be a time where when you worked in a government post of any kind, that was like considered a secondary thing. That wasn't your principal thing. It wasn't something you'd go into as a vocation. It's something that you were always looking for a better job. Well, that's not the case. And ever since Al Gore and William Jefferson Clinton went through with their reinvention of government and all of that, and they talked about it out front and open, they wanted government to be able to attract and retain the best and brightest minds. These are virtually quotes from memory now. Best and brightest minds, all right? And that they wanted to be able to give them the best salaries and the most competitive benefits packages because they wanted to have the very best of America working for government. At that time, I thought that was the most diabolical scheme I'd ever heard. And now we see that it bites us in the butt, all right? It bites us in the butt. And why is that? Well, because through the power of collective bargaining, all right, when people come to work for government, they can do just what they're doing up in Wisconsin. They can actually shut down the schools. They can shut down government entirely. They can shut down police departments, fire departments, all the rest of the things that people expect or anticipate to continue operating. And what are they shutting it down for? They're shutting it down for higher wages and better benefits for themselves. Not for all the rest of the people, but for themselves. Now, think about Bahrain. We'll get there in a moment. Tunisia, Egypt, wherever. These people have got a different program going on, all right? You've got a lot of people out on the street causing a lot of agitation. We know that a lot of it is being, you know, engineered from behind the curtain. That's the truth. And it's making, you know, global news. But you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, it started in Iceland. They did it the right way. You know, arrest the bankers and throw the government out. But we haven't figured that out in America yet. They're trying to do that in Egypt and other places. But right now what we've got, our people, when they flood out into the street, when they turn out into the street, they don't turn out into the street for more freedom. They don't turn out in the street to get the jackboot of government off their throats. No, they turn out in the streets to get more money from Uncle Suck. I find it repugnant. But anyway, that's me, you know. I'm also, you know, a member of the International Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners, for goodness sakes. I didn't stick with it for very long. The very first job I had, official job, I had to join the Associated Grocers, the Grocers Union, the Retail Clerks Union, to work in a grocery store as a bag boy at a Safeway store a long time ago. Anyway, long stories and short stories, much of what we see going down right now, as is being mentioned in the chat room, we're going to see this now start to unfold all across America. Because we're going to have this, we're going to have a battle now in regards to unionized labor in this country. The progressives agitated for it, the populists agitated for it, and if we can keep it in mind, the difference again between chattel slavery and wage slavery, we can understand that, yes, there was a very great need for some kind of relief for the people that were working in the mines and the people that were working in the factories and the people that were working in the fields because they were being paid nothing. And all of the money went to the top, just as this morning with Blankfein and Diamond and all the rest of these people. The money's all going to the top and nothing's down on the bottom. And the people on the bottom are still sitting there with the jackboot of government on their throats, all right? Trying to make ends meet in an increasingly difficult economic environment. So all of that said, as far as what's going down, you know, in Wisconsin, you're going to expect it someday soon in California and here, there, and there, and there, and there, and it'll just chase itself like a puppy with its tail. Now, as far as the blockage that's going on there, we've got a delegation of the, I believe it was the Democrats, they're outnumbered in the House, and the Democrats have all gone out of state in a bus, and they're staying in a motel hotel someplace. And that's not the first time this has happened. It's happened several times in the past, and in the recent years, and I can't recall exactly what the issue was, you know, the same kind of a drill happened. They all get on a bus, they leave the state. Why? Well, because they can't be forced back in to vote. And that way they don't come up looking on the wrong side of an issue when they vote not to extend the pay or to continue some kind of a glad hand deal for their union employees. All right? If it unions are not necessarily our friends either. For goodness sakes, go back and study the rise of the unions. We've talked about that before. You know, the International Labor Organization, the ILO, it's one of the most subversive organizations that ever came down the pike, and it's been around longer than I think it predates the United Nations. All right, the ILO. It was right back to Karl Mordecai Marx. We've read right out of the Proletariat Lessons, for goodness sakes. All right? But let's not forget where organized labor has its roots. It's collectivism. Collectivism, collective bargaining. Have we forgotten our lessons in history? Have we forgotten what political science is all about? It's collectivism. And there's lots of people that really like that idea, especially when they can bargain and eat the sheep. It's democracy, baby. It's what's happening now. It's the church of what's happening now. Let's visit with Warren Buffett. I'm not too excited about what's going on in Wisconsin. I'd be a hell of a lot more impressed if the people were tearing the state down in order to try and set up a better system of government there, eliminate the established two-party political system, and come back with a system of representation so that we could have representation with our taxation instead of taxation without representation. Warren Buffett says pricing power beats good management. Andrew Fry and Dakin Campbell writing this. Warren Buffett, the billionaire, chief executive officer of Berkshire Hathaway. Got to see this photograph on Bloomberg, folks. Warren Buffett, he's having a bad air day. We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
All right, so I'll just set aside Buffett's article here for just a moment and go back to the discussion. Getting a lot of Skype messages, and there's a lot still of activity going on in the chat room in regards to what's going down in Wisconsin. But also remember Bahrain, Yemen, Tunisia, Egypt. Yo, man, get down. If this stuff is spontaneous, I'm going to eat somebody's hat. Anybody got a favorite hat they want to have? Watch me eat. Yeah, all right. It's all a Twitter revolution, right? Yeah, it's all Facebook, baby. You're going to have to shut the internet down, right? Get them cell phones out of the people's hands. Too many cameras, too many microphones, too many tape recordings, and too much YouTube, right? And, of course, then after we get all excited about that all around the world, then it comes home to the United States. But remember, these guys are not... Now, I've got an article I can share with you, and I will in a moment. These guys aren't thinking about, you know, 2012 as being the meltdown. They're looking at this as just being a speed bump. As a matter of fact, they never let a good crisis go to waste. All right? So once you get all your storage food and everything like that all set up, things are just going to grind forward. It's like a juggernaut. All right? Count on it. Count on it. It's going to happen. Solar flare? Yeah, maybe. But anyway... The stuff that's going down right now has a lot of different meanings going on behind it. We're coming into a new time period. we're making a huge shift in global politics, as you're well aware. And the unions, you know, unquestionably, are going to have a lot of pressure put on them because people are freaking broke, all right? They're broke and it ain't no joke. And together with the Environmental Protection Agency and all of the rules imposed by the Internal Revenue Service and by this incredible fourth branch of government, the administrative state, it has made the United States of America one of the least desirable places on the planet to have a business. And that's not going to change unless we change this system. Collective bargaining, union wage, $30 an hour, $40 an hour. Now, many of you have ever worked in construction. I have. I was a general contractor for a while. And I've also, as I mentioned, I've been a union, you know, journeyman, actually, foreman, is level in the union, you know, yeah, layout, field engineering on pretty good-sized construction projects. And so I've seen the difference between what happens in private sector construction versus union work. And you've got prevailing wage jobs that if you want to get involved with a government job, you know, you're going to have to pay prevailing wage. And then you've got the union, and that's a little different. The reason why I joined the Carpenters Union was so that I could do field engineering, land surveying, basically, layout, on a government project. All right? You can't do it. You can't cross the union line without doing it. And so even though I would have worked for less and done what I was doing, the only way that I could be allowed on the job was if I was in the union. And quite frankly, it looked to me like a wild card. It looked like a great opportunity for me because I had the skills and I had the experience to just basically go in and test in and come out as a union journeyman carpenter layout, all right, straight up, and immediately begin working. In fact, I was hired right off of a survey team to work in that capacity and did construction layout on military bases, other things. So there's a place for collective bargaining, if you will, and reasonableness, you know, as we say on the broadcast, reason, about the time that Thomas Paine was writing his Common Sense in the Age of Reason, reason was tied into a dunking stool and drowned in Boston Harbor. We haven't had any reason in our government and our system since then. But reason and reasonableness, you know, would dictate that there's a limit, an upper limit, to what you can afford to pay people an hour to run a machine or to do certain labor. You've got to have profit at the end of the day, and if the business doesn't operate profitably, then it's a poor model and it needs to be reconsidered or the business needs to be closed. And quite frankly, it's because of the high wages and all of the other aforementioned grievances that offshoring and outsourcing plus getting paid to move your business and transport all your stuff, plus this foreign direct investment incentive at the country of destination, all things considered, is what's brought us to this point today where we're all sitting around with our pockets turned out. All right? Kind of did it to ourselves. 50 years of opulence, and it's bit us in the butt. And we're no longer going to be able to be the dumping ground for all the cheap Chinese plastic crap that can be thrown at us. And as the people in China earn more money themselves and they begin to have some kind of a middle class shaping up over there, they probably will be able to be just like the Warden June Cleaver America, 1950s, going down there for the next 100-year period. And the United States will just kind of become a third world nation, kind of a backstory on the global scene. Back to this discussion, because it is a little bit revealing, Warren Buffett, the billionaire chief executive officer of Berkshire Hathaway, Inc., said he rates businesses on their ability to raise prices and sometimes doesn't even consider the people in charge. So on the one hand, we've got Jamie Dimon and Lloyd Blankfein, and they're just raking in the coal there. But with Berkshire, and he's no small-timer, with Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, he says, the single most important decision in evaluating a business is pricing power. Buffett told the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission in an interview released by the panel last week, quote, if you've got the power to raise prices without losing business to a competitor, you've got a very good business. Now, what would happen? Oh, and then he continues and he says, and if you have to have a prayer session before raising the price by 10%, then you've got a terrible business. Okay, then you've got a terrible business. If you're a contractor today and you're building houses, and you are in the process of finishing a house, and you had estimated that you'd be able to sell this house for $190,000, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and bump the price of this house up, and I'm going to put it on the market for $209,000. I'm going to give myself a 10% boost right there. And if the house immediately sells, then, you know, you've got a pretty good business, according to Buffett's formula. And you've also happened to have a seller's market. But in a buyer's market, things are completely different. You know, if you have a rental property, apartment building or something like that out there, right now might not be a really good time for you to go around boosting up the rents by 10%. You could have an immediate exodus out of your building as everybody floods to the other one that has still got low rent. I'll say it again, quote, if you've got the power to raise prices without losing business to a competitor, you've got a very good business. And think about it in, you know, whether it's Tunisia or Bahrain or wherever you want to go, Yemen or Wisconsin. If the union can jack up the price that they pay the labor 10%, and you don't need to have a prayer session before getting that 10% raise, then you got a pretty good gig going. But those days aren't here anymore. That one don't play too well on Main Street no more, okay? You can't just go around jacking up the prices. You people are going the other way. I've been sharing with you, you know, this, you know, manufacturing. They've got plenty of inventory. They're not sitting there waiting for more inventory. They got the inventory. They're filling it to the rafters. Now they're wondering whether they made the right decision of building all this inventory, assembling all this stuff, because they don't have any buyers. I mean, spoke the other morning, you've got to have a ride on to have a ride off, all right? The extraordinary business does not require good management, Buffett said in the interview. Isn't that unusual? Lloyd Blankfein is a living testimony of that. The extraordinary business does not require good management. The FCIC investigators focused on Buffett's investment in Moody's, the bond rating firm blamed by the lawmakers for handing out inflated credit grades during the housing boom. Buffett said he held stock in Moody's because the company's leading market share, along with that of rival Standard & Poor's, a subsidiary of McGraw-Hill & Company, gave the two firms flexibility in setting their own prices. Price fixing. I mean, how can you argue? The London Bullion Market Association gets together every morning over there in London, and they set the price that gold is going to be, you know, exchanged at, basically, for the entire day. They have a morning setting and an afternoon setting, but it typically always comes in close to there. Continuing, I knew nothing about the management of Moody's, close quote, said Buffett. If you own the only newspaper in town up until the last 5 years or so, he recognizes here in his statement that the newspapers are no longer as powerful as they used to be. He continues and he says, you had pricing power and you didn't have to go to the office. You mean you don't have to go to work. If you can just keep jacking up your prices and jacking up your prices, you could be the most decrepit manager on the planet. Doesn't make any difference. You're making money, baby. Profit good, loss bad. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back to this discussion. Lots of stuff going on in the news today. Certainly lots happening up in Wisconsin, too, all over the world. There's a lot of unrest. People are not happy. And that's a good thing. You know, there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it. We're being influenced here a little bit by the thinking of Warren Buffett. You know, he's not exactly stupid. This dude is, you know, he's rolling in the do-re-mi. He's made a lot of pretty good decisions in the past, and he's telling us that if you own the only newspaper in town, yeah, up until the last 5 years or so, you had pricing power. You didn't have to go to the office. If you can control the price, you control the market. All right? The whole idea of Rockefellers, all these guys, go back again. Gustavus Myers, he told us all about it. They were jockeying for the ability to influence and control the price. Bottom line. And in the process, they gathered unto themselves millions and millions and millions and millions of acres of land and coal and natural resources and timber. The railroads all come eventually unto them. The canals all came to them. The coasting trade. They were trading with Europe. They were trading with Asia. They were trading in North and South America and Canada and every place else, baby. This is old school. It just looks new to us because we're not very well versed in history. Right. A little bit more. If you really have a dominant position, you can survive for quite a long time with bad management, but eventually it will catch up to you. And that's what's happening in the United States. That's what's happening around the world. The Anglo-American establishment has overstayed their welcome. They've used this Keynesian school of economics model, this idea of spending your way into prosperity, to the very last drop of its capacity. And now we're going to change the game. We're going to change the rules just like we have throughout my entire life. The moment you start getting your head above the poverty line and you start to stretch out and be able to actually run, the rules get changed. And all the investments that you'd made up to that time go into the toilet, and your dollars and cents get reset to zero. It's happened to me several times, and I know others that it's happened to, and I'm sure you do too. But again, if you have a really dominant position, you can survive for quite a long time with bad management, but eventually it will catch up to you, and it's catching up to the union government employers in Wisconsin. It's going to catch up with all of the collectivists because they were following the wrong model. They have had a bad system of government management. It's catching up with them. In the short run, said Hermelin, I would agree with Buffett, but in the longer run perspective, there is something to be said for having a good manager. We don't have representative government. unfortunately. Well, there's a couple out there that, you know, maybe had the best of intentions when they started. But once they arrive at the House, once they arrive at the Senate, once they arrive wherever they arrive, then they get the other side of the story. It doesn't make any difference whether they're a mayor, a city councilman, a school board person. You know, around here in Washington, or in Missouri, they all go off to Tantara. That's a lake resort. And the school boards, and they learn how to be school board members. They learn the things that are really important for school board members to know and to do. The governors do the same thing. So do the mayors. So do the county commissioners. So does the police. Everybody goes off to Papa, and they learn how to be a good little boy. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.anthemamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.anthemamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so once again here it says, in the short run, I would agree with Buffett, but in the longer run perspective, there is something to be said for having a good manager, and when it comes to government, isn't that what we had anticipated? It's about all government is supposed to do, you know. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessing of the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Beyond that, they're limited. In a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, they're limited to the limitations imposed upon government of all sizes and manners out of the Constitution. That's the whole idea of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Of course, representation is something that people have forgotten all about. We no longer send our representatives off with instructions. We can't even remember what it was like to have an assembly. The right of the people to peaceably assemble. What is a peaceable assembly? That's your local voting precinct group. You're not to be molested. You have the opportunity to come together and dialogue one with another. All right? And a peaceable assembly. People up there in Wisconsin, they can peaceably assemble. That's what they're doing. They should have every right, and they have every right in the world to do it. Doesn't mean that anybody needs to kowtow to the union's wishes. They got a right to peaceably assemble, redress their government, you know, for their grievances, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Of course, absolutely, no problem with it at all. Did it in the 60s, too, took over whole school buildings. That was back in the free speech movement. All right? But what we really need here are some good managers. And we're not getting good managers. We don't have good managers anymore. They're all bought and sold. But they've been bought and sold since the very beginning of this country. We need to be adult enough to recognize that. We've got serious problems. We've allowed ourselves to be dialogued into this consensus, this spirit of division, the pluralism. Pluralism. We run our country on the pluralist model. No, we don't need another party. Parties are the problem. You've got to get rid of the parties and factions. Our founders, and even over in England, you know, they warned us. Do not allow parties and factions to rise up amongst you. It's the spirit of division. The house divided can't stand. The kingdom divided against itself will surely fall. And Beelzebub's not likely to cast out Beelzebub. And we got lots of Beelzebubs in Congress. We got lots of Beelzebubs throughout the whole system. Yesterday, dropped in the day before talking about this, you know, sovereign military order of Malta, you know, Jesuits, you know, Hasbara, political Zionism. You go anywhere you want to go with it. But we got Beelzebubs at every level. And with Timothy Geithner at the head of the Pilgrim Society, you ought to be concerned, Pilgrim. Takes his orders from the Queen. I guess, the royal orders. If there's any truth to what we were reading. But again, Buffett criticized Chief Executive Officer Irene Rosenfeld last year for her takeover of Cadbury PLC. Remember Cadbury was in the news every single day? And Nestle and all that, and the sale of the food makers' pizza brands. Warren Buffett says both of these were dumb deals. Dumb deals, and it was lousy news, too. In the short run, good management can make a stock pop, but I follow what Warren says, especially because his point of view looks at the fundamentals, said Terry Connolly. Good management can't do anything with a bad case. And we got a real bad case of socialism in this country. And it's not just, you know, your garden brand of socialism. It's across the board. And communism is just one form of socialism. Fascism is just one form of socialism. The Nazi Party, the National Socialist Workers Party, is another form of socialism, even though that was almost a reaction to socialism. The Fabian, you know, the British Fabian Socialists, another form of socialism. Chinese communism, another form of socialism. It's a war between the collective and the individual. You can use the power of the mob to defeat the few that are still thinking. And it happens over and over and over again. I really wanted to continue with some of these other articles. I don't know whether I really should or not. I think what I'd rather do is jump, you know, I've got the blessing of a large library surrounding me so I can go from different things. Let's go into this a little bit. I'm going to go back to a reading out of the history of the origins of representative government in Europe. I wanted to talk about journalism because journalism is so important to what's happening today. You know, when Francois Guizot put this book out, he was hated. He was hated by Karl Mordecai Marx and the English positivists. They didn't like this book being in circulation. A lot of books get suppressed, you know. But thank goodness Liberty Fund book found this and they republished it, and I got a copy and read it years ago. But there's three main planks of a representative system of government. If we don't have them, then everything that we've done in our country really is for naught. First of all, we've got to have clear separation of powers. If we don't have a clear separation of powers, then we don't have a representative system of government. And with that headless fourth branch of government that Ralph Winter wrote, has revealed and so often teaches about, the administrative branch of government and the Administrative Procedures Act and everything following 1930s when Franklin Delano, card-carrying Roosevelt, reinvented America one more time. With that fourth branch of government, the administration, operating in the background extra-constitutionally, we're in trouble. We need to get rid of it. And so a lot of the people out there on the street championing for collective bargaining and things like that, they're inside of this system, this administrative state. And they're asking for more money and more power for the administrative state. We need to tell them no. We need to tell them no. Not only just no, but hell no. And get the hell out of here, you know. Just take it and walk. And if we're going to have any kind of, let me tell you, I'm so tired of reading about, you know, Boehner popping up here and there and everywhere. And he's, you know, all they're trying to go for here is $61 billion. They're going after what? National Public Radio? Voice of America? Boy, they're really cutting it down there deep, aren't they? We've got trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. You know, this whole country is economically, financially melting down around us. And these guys are worried about $61 billion. It's nowhere near enough. Multiply it by 10, and then it might be a start. You know, and they're arguing over engines for airplanes. Ridiculous. But so there's these three basic plans. Number one, you've got to have clear separation of power. We don't have that. We don't have a system. Number two, you've got to have publicity. Publicity is not the same as journalism. Now, originally, there was a lot of publicity in journalism, but it kind of transitioned. It changed. All right? It changed with the Rockefellers. It changed when they decided that they had to take over media. And they did. They bought them up. They wanted to know how many of the different newspapers in America did they have to own in order to control the voice. You know, go back and think about Reuters and the transatlantic cable and all of that. And the influence of media as regards to the outcome of Napoleon and Wellington at Waterloo. All right? Melted the London Stock Exchange down. It's really important. But publicity is not the same as public relations. You know, Ivy Lee, whatever his name is, Ivy Lee. That's not the same as that. What it is we need to know what they're voting on. We need to know the bills, the pieces of legislation that are being considered, and we need to have an opportunity to input into that. They are representatives. But we still need to know. They ought to go to their various posts with instructions, with limits. And we don't have that. We don't have any publicity. We live under the rule of law without any advice of it and no consent to it. We'll be back in a moment.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
So with every good thing, there's also evil things that lurk within so often or in the periphery of it. And back to Francois Guizot here now. We're talking about superior beings requiring superior morals and cares and things like that, the nature of God and evil, if you will, that the principle of the representative system. The principle of the representative system is the destruction of all sovereignty of permanent right, that is to say, of all absolute power upon the earth. That doesn't sound good at all, does it? The question of what is now called omnipotence has at all times been agitated, if by this is understood an actually definitive power. Right? I'm just drop down a little bit. There is not then, and there cannot be, any omnipotence by right. Or is this, we're talking about no monarchs here. You know, Barry the Usurper, you're not a monarch. Right? That is to say, any power which should be allowed to say, that is good, and just because I have so decided it. That is good, and just because I have so decided it. Remember, we've talked a little bit about, and we'll talk about it again in the future, this idea or this notion of legal positivism. Some people, even today, believe that legal positivism in America is the way to go. All right? That it's good and just because I so decided it. I said it, therefore it's good. Right? Wrong. And in every effort of political science, every institution ought to tend to the prevention of such a power being anywhere formed and should provide that the actual omnipotence which exists under so many names in society should everywhere meet with restraints and obstacles enough to prevent its conversion into an omnipotence by right. By what right do you have to collectively bargain at the expense of others? By what right do you have to rule by executive order? By what right do you rule by administrative agencies where there isn't one person in 1,000 that even knows where to comment when comment periods are open, or to even know what's coming down the pike from that headless fourth branch of government? Continuing, until the summit of society is reached, and while those powers only are constituted, above which other permanent powers will be placed for the purpose of controlling them and with power to enforce their authority, this end appears easy to attain. And just let it flow in your mind. Judicial power, municipal power, and every second-class power may be definitive without much danger, because if they are abused in a manner likely to become fatal, the legislative or the executive power will be there to repress them. Not in America today, but this is what our founders had in mind. But we must necessarily come at last to the supreme power. I mean, eventually you've got to go back to the source of the well. Where does the water flow from? Where is that first drop that, as Hal Anthony says, when enough of them join together, become eventually a torrent? Where is it? Where is the source of the water? Continuing, but we must necessarily come at last to the supreme power, to that power which superintends all others and is not itself ruled or restrained by any visible and constituted power. Shall the right of omnipotence appertain to this? Certainly not, whatever may be its form or name. It will, however, always be prone to aspire to it and able to usurp it. For in the political system it possesses omnipotence, and of this it cannot be deprived, for in reference to general interests as well as to local and private interests, a definitive power is a necessity. And Washington said that, you know, government is a faithful servant, I guess, but a fearful master, like fire. Right? You've got to know it. You can't have some boner popping up as a speaker, all right, and not realize that he will, in his capacity, do all he can do to usurp and aspire to be the political supreme in his position. And a leader, I guess you could say, you would expect it, anticipate it. Here then, all the foresight of the politician ought to be displayed. He will need all his art and all his efforts to prevent actual omnipotence from asserting its inherent rightfulness and general definitive power from becoming absolute power. The Bible teaches that the meek shall inherit the earth, and I heard a real good definition of that once, where meek is simply power with restraint. I have the power to crush you, but I don't. I restrain myself. I have the power to be a tyrant. You've given me that power, but I exercise restraint. I'm meek in my application of power. Finding individuals like that is not easy. By no means. But that was the intent. And there are others that say that a people that won't be ruled by their creator are going to have to be ruled by men. And when they are ruled by men, they're ruled by tyrants. This is losing that moral compass, even as the poles shift. So here's a little bit more now from this lecture number 18, The History of Representative Government of England, Government in Europe by Francois Guizot. This was published a long time ago. You can find the book at Liberty Fund Books. We're about page 372 here. This result is endeavored to be secured by a variety of means. How do we keep it in restraint? Number one, by recognizing the individual rights of citizens. We've talked about that so many times. The effect of which is to superintend, control, and limit this central supreme power and constantly subject it to the law of reason and justice to which it ought to be subordinated. This is the object of the jury, of the liberty of the press, and of publicity of all kinds. You can understand why it was so vitally important for the globalists to wrest control of the press. How absolutely essential it was for the American Bankers Association to create that American Bar Association and that American Bar Association to create the Commission on Uniform Laws, to do end runs around state constitutions and the federal constitution, and to subvert the courts, the Supreme Courts. Absolutely essential, and they've accomplished all that and more. By constituting in a distinct and independent way the principal powers of the second class, such as the judicial and the municipal powers, on such a plan that these being themselves repressed and restrained when necessary by the central power, may, by organizing the central power itself in such a manner as to make it very difficult for it to usurp its rightful omnipotence, and to provide that it shall meet with such oppositions and obstacles within itself as will not admit of its attaining actual omnipotence, except under laborious conditions, the accomplishment of which gives ground to presume that it does in effect act in accordance with reason and justice, that is to say, that it possesses legitimacy. This is why it is absolutely important to become vocal local. Why you cannot ever turn your back on the systems of government right where you are. And it will wear you down to the point of exhaustion if you attempt to do all things by yourself. Which is why it is absolutely imperative to understand the power of assembly. What is the whole idea of Robert's Rules of Order? This is a system that was devised in the time of the mining explosion, the gold rush in California, by Henry M. Robert. A system of rules by which you would basically govern a deliberative assembly. Key word, assembly. You can't get people to turn out at a school board meeting these days, even if you put out candy and cook and coffee and cake and everything else. They won't come. They don't assemble.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we've just taken another look one more time. How shall power be divided and how shall government be formed as a beginning step, you know, in our the development of our system, if you will. This last description of means is the only one connected with the question that now occupies our attention. In other words, we're moving ahead. The division of the legislative powers into two chambers. Now, we have that, the bicameral, you know, idea. The division of the legislative power into two chambers has precisely this object. It is directed against the easy acquisition of actual omnipotence at the summit of the social system, and consequently, against the transformation of actual omnipotence into rightful omnipotence. It is therefore conformable to the fundamental principle of the representative system and is a necessary consequence to it. Of course, our founders, having written the Constitution with this in mind, set this up as an example. Right? We have a Senate and we have a House, not only in the states, but also in the federal system. And there were reasons for it, and there are good reasons for it. You got your House of Lords and you got your House of Nobles over in England. The nobles, nobility, is the Senate, ostensibly. And the House of Lords, the commoners, is the other. And there's a reason to have the guys in the Senate be successful, hopefully well educated or homeschooled, or successful in business, like Buffett was talking about. Because ultimately, they need to look at the models that are being presented and find the very best applications that can be there. Not to serve as an impediment in the left-right paradigm, but to bring their intellectual power and their world awareness into the system as just a further check on omnipotence. And then the way that we've got it set back up, you know, that goes back and forth between the House and the Senate. Why is it undesirable that the legislative and the executive powers, that is to say the entire supreme power, should reside either in one man or in a single assembly? Why does tyranny always spring from these two forms of government? Because it is in the nature of things that a power which has no equal should think itself rightfully sovereign and should very soon become absolute. You can go right back to the schoolyard bully here. When we think about the body, top politic, and the organization, the head and the body and the organs of government, it is ostensibly and all actually a mirror of the natural law individual man with his feet on the ground. And a well-ordered system is a healthy body, and that's what we want to have. And right now we have a horrible disease. We have a horrible disease in our system. It's an established two-party political system that stands between where we are today in tyranny and where we need to go, which is a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, unless you want to evolve into something else. I'm just suggesting what my research points me towards. Okay? It has happened thus in democracies, aristocracies, and monarchies. Wherever actually sovereign power has been conferred upon a single man or a single body of men, that man or that body has assumed to be rightfully sovereign, and more or less frequency and with greater or less violence, it has exercised despotism. Our founders were not ignorant of this, and neither was Francois Guizot. The art of politics, the secret of liberty, is, then, to provide equals for every power for which it cannot provide superiors. Think about that. The art of politics, the secret of liberty. And as you know, there's a difference, in my mind, between freedom and liberty. Liberty is a necessary consequence. It's a necessary consequence insofar as although we were created equal and endowed with certain unalienable rights by our Creator, we're not all at the same equal stage of development. And even to go to 1984 and George Orwell, some animals are more equal than others. This is the principle which ought to preside in the organization of the central government. For on these terms only Can the establishment of despotism at the center of the state be prevented? Everything in the system of representative government, constitutionally limited, the Republican form of representative government, everything was pointed originally at the center of the state to prevent these despotisms from arising. And as our founders warned us, you know, there's a tree of liberty from time to time needs to be refreshed with the blood of tyrants and saints, or patriots. Now, if the legislative power is entrusted to a single assembly and the executive power to one man, or if the legislative power is divided between one assembly and the executive power, it is possible, is it possible, he writes, for each of these powers to possess sufficient force and consistence to admit of the necessary equality between them, that is to say, to secure that neither shall become the sole and undisputed sovereign power. And Guizot writes that such an example has never been witnessed. Wherever the central power has thus been constituted, a struggle has arisen, which has resulted, according to the times, either in the annihilation of the executive power by the legislative assembly, or of the legislative assembly by the executive power. So we always have the trouble in our midst. It's like a cell, a cancer cell, that's there, it's present in all of us, but certain things exacerbate it and cause it to metastasize and grow. But a government in which the legislative assembly and the executive power have remained distinct, preserving their personality and their independence and reciprocally limiting each other, is a phenomenon without example, either in antiquity or in modern times. One of these powers has always speedily succumbed or been soon reduced to a state of subordination and dependence equivalent to a non-entity, at least as regarded the essential purposes for which it was instituted. Now it goes on and on. This is a fantastic read, and it really gives us a window of understanding of the challenges that we face trying to have a system of government, which is absolutely essential. It's as essential to have some form of government as it is for you to govern your own affairs on a daily basis. It's absolutely natural. It's part of the natural law of man. When you're hungry, you go looking for something to eat. When you're thirsty, you go looking for something to drink. Even subconsciously, you have a little governor that helps to keep your body politic in order. And where a man has a certain natural law that goes on all the time inside of him, so also does his wife, his mate, his offspring, the household, have a government, and then you have an assembly of people in your area. It operates on the same basis, extends it out further into a tone or a town or a town, beyond that out into a county, and from a county into assemblies of counties, into a state and a people, a nation. And it happens over and over and over again. And you can follow it all the way from the beginning, basically, of what is recorded history. And part of what really plagues us today are the journalists, if you will, and journalism in general, as it has transitioned away from publicity into advising us of what's going down and seeking our consent on issues that impact us, to basically just a free-for-all of words, and as Lark in Dallas talks about, a tyranny of words. So we'll pick up here in the last segment, go a little bit further in our study of journalism per se, the business and the profession. There are marked differences, however, in its development in different lands. Journalism again. Continental journalism in Europe is of a type quite distinct from English journalism, and that again is unlike American. I think some of you can see that on the internet when you get blog posts from different countries. They take different slants. They work in different ways, but there's a lot of universality, Catholicism coming in even to that. In Paris, the news is not the conspicuous features of the newspaper. It holds a subordinate place. Again, this is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, published in 1951. This article apparently written earlier yet than that. But at the time of the writing, in Paris, the news is not the conspicuous feature of the newspaper. It holds a subordinate place and is limited in its quantity. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So once again, back into this article, but before I do, you know, there's just so much goes on in the chat room, folks. We really have a couple of broadcasts happening at the same time. BecomeVocalLocal.com. If you weren't in the chat room today, maybe you'll pop in on Monday. Look, the chatters quite frequently post so many articles that you can just go back in. And if you want to listen to the broadcast and things that I'm discussing, you know, intimately and then come back, it's right there for you. So you can go back during the day and look at the chat room and scroll up and click on the articles. They're there for a couple of days. I don't know when or how they marshal that. But you can scroll up and click on articles and look at stuff that have, has come up during the broadcast that I don't necessarily discuss on air. And there's still, I've got at least 10 more articles that we could talk about right here this morning. You know, and as far as Bahrain is concerned, Look at the credit default swaps that are running on there. There's an article on Bloomberg this morning. Bahrain credit risk rises for the fifth day as unrest intensifies. What's going on in Wisconsin? What's going on in Bahrain and all this? The credit default swaps are huge. They're very important. There's always, you follow the money. Follow the money. But back into our discussion here in the closing minutes. In Paris, again, talking about journalism, the news is not the conspicuous feature of the newspapers. It holds a subordinate place and is limited in its quantity. Literary and dramatic criticism and political discussion command the first rank. All right, so they talk about tornadoes and hurricanes and things like that and the weather in sidebars, but they're looking at literary and dramatic criticism and political discussion, and ought they will. After all, Francois Guizot. You know, he wrote the book on it. You know, the people in France know what the newspaper is originally for. And the feuilleton is a popular and important part. Literary excellence with a flavor of characteristic French wit is the dominant trait. The Parisian type, with variations, generally sober and heavier, is the prevailing continental model. Right? English journalism is weightier and more enterprising in news. It covers the field of international politics and war with special thoroughness. It lacks the variety and the vivacity of American newspapers, but within its chosen and more limited range, it is more complete. All right, so you can go up and look and see what's happening in France and on the post there, and then jump over and get to the, you know, London Telegraph and things like that. You jump over and look at the New York Slime or the Washington Postal or Bloomberg News. Each has a different slant on things. We are different peoples of different backgrounds. It's parliamentary. Again, American newspapers. It's parliamentary. It's reports of parliamentary proceedings and of important political, social, and scientific meetings are copious and intelligent, and its discussions are distinguished by sobriety and information. That's what we used to have in American newspapers. If you go back and look at the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers and just think about that kind of a raging debate in our newspapers, we don't get it today. We get a lot of left-right paradigm. And we got a lot of fluff pieces. And if you're really lucky, they might even discuss something that's important in the news. But today, we can't count on it. But at one time, today, as a matter of fact, I should take a sidebar and say that the magazines do more of that. You can go and buy a specialized magazine and follow it. What is it? I don't do it, but U.S. News and World Report comes to mind. The Time magazine comes to mind. Then there's so many others out there. In life, spirit, minuteness of news gleaning. We talk about news gleaning. That's what we do every morning. I do 3 hours of news gleaning, not nearly to the extent that others on this network do. I mean, you know, who can compare? Who can compare? Blacklisted News. Mike Chambers has got a fantastic news bug, too. All right? Let's do others. In life, spirit, minuteness of news gleaning, emphasis of display, and preponderance of personal flavor, American journalism far outstrips all others. Of course, you'd expect that statement in an Encyclopedia Americana. It does not surpass, oftentimes does not equal British journalism in the presentation of great events, but in the multiplicity of its news from all sorts, not only from its own country, but from all the world, there is no approach to it elsewhere. And that, in some regard, continues to today. My focus on this broadcast, I go to the Bloomberg website every day. And I read these articles, and I'm looking for articles about what's happening in the United States of America or the several states. And there's very, very, very little reporting. Bloomberg is exceedingly globalist, as you could expect. But it's very hard to find any information on Bloomberg at all about what's happening in small town America. You really have to comb, and then you really need to go elsewhere. Listen to Blacklisted News Radio tonight, and you'll find out even more about what's happening. Again, there is a manifest tendency, even on the part of the most respectable newspapers, to avoid being heavy. Today, they might say political correctness. To avoid being heavy. The general aim is to be breezy, pungent, and picturesque, And this often leads to the flippancy which is remarked in American papers. I find this kind of an article revealing, informing, and instructive. It gives us a better understanding not only of who we are, but whose we are, and especially from a historical perspective. Where have we come as journalism has gone global? What were we once known for? What could we perhaps be known for again? Perhaps the public taste, which is thus indicated and cultivated, will serve to explain in part why there are no serious and masterful weekly journals of literacy, literary, and political discussion in the United States, like The Spectator and The Saturday Review, and why even the monthly periodicals run chiefly to fiction and light matter. Now, things have changed somewhat since this article was written, but it gives you some clue. But outside of these immediate representatives of the stupendous material enterprises of the land, the trend is toward the lighter vein. And of course, in the 1950s, when this encyclopedia was published, we were already embarked upon the deliberate dumbing down of America. We were going away from critical thinking. We had already dunked reason into Boston Harbor, drowning it. We'd moved away from reason. We've gone away from logic, and we've gone into the lighter veins, into flippancy and fiction. Sometimes analogous is the explanation of the fact that journalism has grown more impersonal in its sources and impress. It is no longer distinguished by the great overshadowing personalities which marked it a generation ago. Remember, Karl Marx writes for the, the New York Times, which one was it? Washington Post or something. No editorial chief puts his individual stamp on a paper as Horace Greeley did, with his controversial power, his moral earnestness, and his incisive force, which seemed to make the whole paper breathe his spirit and speak his voice. There are no successors to the Raymond Bennett or Weed, Bowles, and Dana. The late Henry Watterson was the last survivor of the old school of journalists. Well, we have a new school of journalists coming on now. And some of those that are out there journalizing and writing their journals are reviving some of these things of our past. A lot of people today are no longer satisfied with the pabulum pushers and the bullhorn boys and things like that. They're digging deeper and deeper, trying to get down to the root, as some would say, as opposed to flailing at the branches. It's time for us to raise our sights away from victimology and symptomology, correctly analyze and diagnose the disease, and then begin to excise that cancerous growth that is metastasized within our body politic. We need to learn to become vocal local and say no to this tyrannical expansion that we find around us, and to start taking our system of constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government back at the local voting precinct level as an assembly, and then as many assemblies in each county and in your towns and in your cities, and then into your states. There are things that we can do. We're not whipped yet. But as we say, knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. We can teach and learn and become bookful, but until we apply what we know, it's of none effect. Well, that's it for the day. This is it for the week. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.